Today's shiur is Perek Sheni Mehilchos Ishus, the second chapter of the laws of marriage, and it deals with the laws concerning the maturity of a young female and a young male. Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Habas miyom leidasa ad shetiyeh bas yudbei shana gemuros hi hanikreis ktana v'nikreis tinokis. A female child from birth until she is a full 12 years old is called a minor or a young girl. And even if she develops several hairs within this period, they are considered to be no more than a mole. However, if she grows two hairs in the bottom parts of the body, in the places known for growth of hair, and is 12 years and 1 day old or over, she's then called a naira, a maiden. Halacha Beis 2. V'havo shtei se'aros b'zman hazeh nikra simen hatachton. When the girl brings these two hairs during this time, within this time period, these signs are called the bottom signs of puberty. U'meyacha shetavi simen hatachton tikare naira ad vav chadashim gemurim. Once she exhibits the bottom sign, she is called a maiden, and that continues until 6 more months. Umetchilas yom tashlum hashisha chadashim v'maylo tikare bogeres. Now from the beginning of the day, which completes the 6 month cycle, and after that, she is then called a bogeres, which means a fully mature woman. Ve'ein beinairus lebagrus elavav chadashim bulvad. The difference between the age of being a maiden and being a mature woman is no more than 6 months. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Higir liyudbeis shana v'yom echad, v'lo hivya shtei se'aros. If the girl has reached the age of 12 years and 1 day, and did not exhibit the two hairs, af al pi sheniruba simoni ailonus, even though she does exhibit the signs of an ailonus comes from the word ram, that means a woman who has masculine features, and she cannot bear any children, and those signs of ailments will be discussed a little bit later. And even so, adayin ktanahi, she is still considered to be a minor ad esrim shana, until 20 years old. Ukeshetavi shtei se'aros afilu bishnas esrim, when she does exhibit the two hairs, even if it takes place within the 20th year, tia naira shisha chadashim. She will then be considered to be a maiden for 6 months, and only after that will she be considered to be a bogeres, a mature woman. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Ha'isa bas esrim shana pacha shloshim yom, v'lo hevia shtei se'aros. If she is 20 years old, minus 30 days, and she still did not develop the two hairs, v'niruba kol simana ailonus, and all of the signs of an islandess, of this type of barren woman, are apparent in her, harehi islandess. She then is considered to be an islandess. The islandess does not go through the transition period of a naira, of a maiden. She goes straight from being considered a minor to being considered a bogeris, a mature adult. V'im lo niruba kol simoni islandess, adayin ktanahi achetavi shtei se'aros. And if she does not develop and exhibit all the signs of an islandess, of a barren woman, she is still considered a minor, even though she's over 20 years old, until she exhibits two hairs, or achetia bas chamesh shloshim shana v'yom echad, or until she reaches the age of 35 years and 1 day, which is considered to be the majority of one's average life, that is, the average lifespan of 70 years, and if at that point she still did not develop the signs, she's considered an adult, notwithstanding. Halacha hei. Paragraph 5. Higia luzman hazeh v'lo hevia shtei se'aros, harezo nikres ailonus. If she reaches this age of 35 in 1 day, and she still does not develop the two hairs, she is then referred to as an ailonus, as a barren woman, afal pi shelo niraba simon misimani ailonus, even though she did not exhibit even one of the signs of an ailonus. Nimtzeis atalamed. Consequently, we learn from this, Shehailonus ein lo yemei nairus elamikatnusa teitzi lebagrus, that an ailonus does not possess the days of being a maiden, but from the time that she is a minor, she goes straight into the age of maturity. Vav. V'elu heim simani ailunus. These are the signs that determine that a woman is an ailunus, a barren woman. Kol she'ein lo dadin, any woman who has no breasts. U'miskasha b'shas tashmish. For her, sexual intercourse is very difficult. V'ein lo shipulim ayim kanashim. She does not have the lower abdominal curve of normal women. V'kol la'ove v'eina nikeres bin ish l'isha. And she has a voice so deep that one cannot tell whether it is a man's or a woman's voice. V'hanayra v'habogeres v'ha'ailunis. Kol achas mishlashtan nikreis gedola. Now a maiden, the Rambam says, and a mature woman, and a nihilinus, a barren woman, are all considered to be mature adult women. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. V'yesh babas simanim milmaila, v'heim hanikroim simen ha'elyon. A girl also has signs of maturity in the upper parts of her body, which are termed the upper signs. V'elu hein. And these are the signs that are called the upper signs. Mishatarzi yadeha la'achora ve'yasa kemet bimkom hadad. When she moves her arms behind her back, a wrinkle is formed at the side of the breast. Another upper sign is umishayachshe rosh hadad, when the head of the breast darkens in color. Umishayitin adam yado al oketz hadad v'hu shokeya v'sho el achzor. When the hand is placed over the nipple to depress it, it takes some time to resume its original shape. Umishiyipatzel rosh chotem hadad v'yeasa berosho kadur katan v'rabosai pershu mishiyipatzel hachotem atzmo. Another sign is when the head of the nose of the breast splits, forming a little ball, or as my teachers have explained it, the nose itself splits. V'chein mishiyitu hadadin. Another sign is when the breasts overhang. Umishayiskashkishu hadadin, when the breasts become capable of shaking. Umishitakif ha'atarash, hu mekom ha'basar ha'tafuach, shulamayla min ha'erva l'umas ha'beten, when a ring is formed around the crown, that is, the site of the swollen flesh above the genital organ, over against the belly. Umishayismayach ha'basar ha'zev v'lo yiyakasha, and when this flesh softens and ceases to be hard, Kol elu hasimanim shimona. All of these signs, the upper signs, include 8 different signs. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Nira babas simon echad mikol elu okulam. If a young girl exhibits one of these signs, or all of them, v'hi bas yudbei shana opachos, but she's 12 years or less, ein mashgichin bo, one pays no attention to these signs, v'harehi ktana, she is still considered to be a minor. Naseis bas yud beishana v'yom echad, if she becomes 12 years in one day, v'nira bas simen hatachton, and one of the lower signs develop, ein mashgichin be'achad mikol elu, one pays no attention to one of the upper signs, because they did not determine that she is a minor, even if she does not possess them, because she has the lower signs. However, v'im lo nira hatachton, v'nira ba'echad mikol elu, if she does not exhibit one of the lower signs, but one of the upper signs do appear, Harehi safek beinayro liktana. It is doubtful whether she's a maiden or whether she's a minor. V'danin vola hachmir, and the more stringent rules should be applied to her. In other words, we apply to her the stringencies of being a ktana, a minor, and also the stringencies of being a naira, a maiden who was considered to be an adult. V'im niru chulam v'lo nira simen hatachton, harezo gdola v'dois. What happens if all of the upper signs are exhibited, and again, she's 12 years, one day old, but the bottom signs, the lower signs, do not appear? She is definitely considered to be a mature adult. It's impossible that she should develop all of these upper signs and not have the lower signs. We assume that the bottom signs have already appeared, and they have also dropped off. In other words, they were there once, and once they were there, she's considered to be an adult. Halacha Tes 9. Habas shiolda acha yibeishana afa pi shelo hevia simanim lo tachton velo elyon harizo gedola. A young girl who gives birth after 12 years old, even though she has not developed any of the signs, neither the lower signs or the upper signs, she is nevertheless considered an adult. And the Rambam gives us the rule, banim harihem kisimanim. Children are just as strong as any of the signs. The fact that she can have a child proves that she is considered an adult. Halacha Yud 10. Habein, Mishiyavolid, Achiyah ben Yud Gimel Shana, Nikra Katan, Vinikra Tinok. Now we're talking about a male child. Once he is born, until he is 13 years old, he is called a minor, and he's also called a young boy. Va'afilu hevi kama sa'aros betoch hazman hazeh, eino simen elishuma. And even if he exhibits several hairs during this time, they are not considered to be a sign of maturity, they are considered to be no more than a mole. Hevi shtei sa'aros lamata, ba'mekomos hayiduim l'seyar. If the young boy develops two hairs in the lower part of his body, in those places that are known for hair, vuhumi ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad v'mayla, and he is 13 in one day or older, then nikra gadol v'nikra ish. He's then called an adult, and he's called a man. Halacha yud aleph, 11. Higil azman hazeh v'lo hevi shtei sa'aros. Now, if he reaches this age of 13 in one day, and does not exhibit the two hairs, afal pi sheniru bo simani saris, even though he exhibits the signs of a saris, of a eunuch, the signs of which will be discussed later on in Halacha Yud Gimel, in paragraph 13. Nevertheless, harehu katan, he is still considered to be a minor, achiyya ben kav shana pachas lamed yom, until he reaches the age of 20 years old, less 30 days. Higil azman hazeh, now if he reaches this age, v'lo hevi shtei sa'aros lamata, he still did not develop two pubic hairs, v'lo hevi shtei sa'aros bezakon, and he did not bring two hairs in his beard, im nirabo echad misiman nisaris, and if he does develop one of the signs of a eunuch, harihu saris, we consider him to be a eunuch, v'dino din hagadol l'chol davar, and the law that applies to him is the law of an adult in all respects. V'imlo nirabo siman misimani saris. Now, if he still does not develop the signs of a eunuch, and he does not have the signs of puberty, and he is around 20 years old, adayin katanhu achiyavi shtei sa'aros, he is still considered to be a minor until he exhibits two hairs lamata, in the lower part of the body, b'makom haroyu lahen, the place where they are fit to come. So he is considered to be a minor until then. O, achiyia ben lamed he shana v'yom echad, or until he reaches the age of 35 years in one day, the majority of the average lifespan of 70 years, and higil azman hazeh v'lo hevi, if he reaches this age and he still does not exhibit the pubic signs, harizeh saris, then he is determined to be a eunuch, afal pi shelo nirabo achad misimani saris, even though he does not exhibit even one of the signs of a eunuch. The fact itself that he reached the age of 35 in one day and does not grow the two hairs, that itself indicates that he is a saris, a eunuch. Higil ishnas kaf, pachas lamed yom, if he reaches the age of 20 minus 30 days, v'lo hevi shtei sa'aros lamata, and he did not exhibit the two hairs below. However, v'hevi shtei sa'aros bazakan, he did grow two hairs in his beard, af al pisha nolad lo achan misimani saris, even though he does also exhibit one of the signs of a eunuch, eino saris, he is not considered a eunuch because of the two hairs in his beard, ele harihu bikatnuso achiyavoldo lo kol siman nisaris, he is considered to be a minor yet until all the signs of a eunuch appear, o achiyia ben lamed heishana v'yom echad, or until he reaches the age of 35 years in one day, and at that point he would be considered a eunuch if he does not grow the two hairs. Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Ve'elohim simani saris. These are the signs of a eunuch. Kol she'en lo zakan, anyone who has no beard, which means that his beard does not grow fully. U'sa'aro lakui, his hair is soft. U'psare machlik, his skin is smooth. Ve'en meimir raglav mailim resicha, his urine does not froth. U'kshematil mayim eina osa kipa, when he urinates, the stream does not form an arch. V'shichva zaro deha, his semen is watery. V'ein mei miraglov machmitzin, his urine does not ferment. V'rochetz bimos hakshamim, v'eino male b'saro hevel, when he bathes during the rainy season, his body does not steam. V'kolo lakui, v'eino nikar bein ish le'isha, his voice is so thin that one cannot tell whether it is a man's or a woman's voice. These are the signs of a eunuch. Halacha Yudalid, paragraph 14. V'sariz zehu hanikra sris chama b'chol makom. This type of a eunuch is referred to in all places as a sun-made eunuch. That means a natural eunuch, someone who was born that way. Aval habein shechatchu o nitku o miyachu gido o beitzav, kemo shehagayim osin, hu hanikra sris adam. On the other hand, one whose membrane or testicles have been cut loose or torn loose or crushed in the manner that is done by the nations of the world, that person is called a man-made eunuch. Ukishiyya ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad nikra gadol. And when he reaches the age of 13 years and one day, he is called an adult. She'ein ze mevi simin la'olam. Because this person will never produce the tokens, the signs of puberty. And therefore, he is not subject to the same rules of being called a eunuch. And as soon as he is 13 years and one day, he is then considered an adult. Halachat Hezvav, paragraph 15. Ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, shlo hevi simin shalamata. A young boy of 13 years old in one day who does not exhibit the sign below, the lower signs. V'nirubo kol ha-simanim shalmaila. However, he does exhibit all the upper signs, for example, the hair of a beard, underarm hair. Hari zeh safek ben gadol l'katan. It's doubtful whether he's a minor or an adult. V'imlo nivdak mumata. And if he has not been examined below, kevan shenirubo simani bagrus mumaila, hari zeh becheskas gadol. As long as they see the signs of maturity on the upper part of his body, then he is presumed to be an adult. Halacha Tezayin, paragraph 16. Shtei sa'aros, ho'amuros bebein u'bebas b'chol makom. The two hairs that are generally said with regard to a boy and a girl, that those are the signs of puberty, how long do they have to be? Shi'uran, kdei lachof roshon ikaron. The minimum measurement, the minimum length is that they should be long enough for the tip to be bent over to the root. U'mishiyitzmachu v'yiu yicholos lehinotel b'fi hazug ad shiagiu lachof roshan l'ikaron donen behen lahachmir b'chol makom. From the time the hairs are long enough to be snipped off with the points of scissors until the time they are long enough for the tip to be bent over to the root, they are subject in every respect to the more stringent rules. It's a question whether it's considered long enough, and we are more stringent. Lefichach bebein uvabas nachshav osam gedolim lahachmir. Therefore, with regard to a boy or a girl, we will consider them to be adults just to be more stringent. Hol v'tzamchul kedei lehinotel b'fi hazug, since they grew the hairs long enough that they can be snipped off with the tip of the scissors, with the point of the scissors. V'nachshav osam ketanim lahachmir. Now we will also consider them to be minors, just to be more stringent. Ha'ol v'lohigiyu lachof roshan ikaron, since the hairs are not long enough for the tip to be bent over to the root. Again, this is an example of where there's a doubt. We consider them to be minors and adults, depending on which would be the more stringent determination. Halacha Yudzayin, paragraph 17. Shtei sa'aros elu tzricha sheyu bimkom ha'erva. These two hairs must be located at the site of the genitals. Ubeis ha'erva kulo mikom simanim, bein lamaila, bein lamata, bein al evrei hazera atzman. Now, in the area, the genital area, all of the area is considered to be the proper location to find these signs of puberty, whether they're above the reproductive organs, below them, or upon the organs themselves. Utzrichos lias b'makom echad, they have to be, the two hairs have to be in one place, v'shiyia b'ikaran gumos. The two hairs must also have follicles at their roots. V'afilu shteyim b'guma achas hara'ilu simon. Even if both hairs issue from one follicle, that is still a valid sign. Nimtzu shtei gumo zo b'tzad zo v'ein behem seyar hara'ilu simon. If we find two follicles, one alongside the other, without any hair in them, it is nevertheless considered to be a sign. Chazaka, because we have a presumption. Ein gumo below seyar. There is no such thing as a follicle without hair. U'sa'aros hayu behein v'nasharu. And we presume that it did have hair, and they did fall away. Halacha Yudches, 18. Habash hevia shtei sa'aros b'toch shneim esrei shana, a young girl who exhibits the two hairs within her 12 years, v'habein shehevi b'toch yud gimel, and a boy who brings his two hairs within the 13th year, shneihem shuma kamosha bi'arnu. As we have explained earlier, they are both considered to be not hair, not pubic hair, but merely as a mole. Afal pisha osam sa'aros b'mkoman hein omdos acha yud gimel l'zachar v'acha yud beiz l'nekeva. And even though those hairs remain in their place after the boy is 13 or after the girl is 12, einon simon, they are nevertheless not considered to be a sign because they grew before the age of puberty. Yutes, paragraph 19. Bamed dvarim amurim. When does the foregoing apply? Kishenivdiku betoch hazman v'noda shehin shuma. If we examined the young boy or the young girl within the age of puberty, before 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl, and we determined that the hair was not really pubic hair, it was like a mole, then it is not considered to be pubic hair ever. Alve'imlo nivdiku ela achazman v'nimtzu usham shtei se'aros harehein b'cheska simanim. But if we did not examine them until after the period, after they reach the age of 13 or 12, and then we find the two hairs, we presume that they are the pubic signs. Ve'ein omrim, and we do not say, shema kodem zman samchu, kidei sheyiyu shuma. Perhaps they grew earlier, and maybe they are really not hair, but a mole. We do not say that. The presumption is, if we don't, unless we know otherwise, that the hairs are pubic hairs. Halacha chah, paragraph 20. Kishabotkin habas, bein betoch hazman, shehu kol shnas yudbeis. Bein kodem zman ze, bein la'achar hazman, when we examine the girl, whether it's within the time, namely within the 12th year, whether it's before the time, whether it's after the time, both kin al pinashim ksheros v'namanos, it is women who are both pious and trustworthy that make the examination. V'afilu isha achas bodekes, and even one woman can make the examination, we don't need two, v'shomen la im hivia v'imilo hivia, and we do rely upon her, whether the girl had brought the two hairs, whether she has not grown the two hairs. Halacha Chafalaf, paragraph 21. Kol hashanim ha'amuras bebeinu babas. All the years that are mentioned with respect to a boy and a girl, uba'arachin, with regard to the vows where one contributes the value of oneself or someone else according to their years, the definition of years in that case as well, ubechol makom, in every place where the term years are used, einon lo shnei halavana v'lo shnei hachama. We don't mean lunar year, and we don't mean a solar year. Elishanim shel seder he'ibur shehem pshutos umubaros. We mean a calendar year, which comprises ordinary and leap years. And how are these years determined? Al pi bezdin, by the courts. Kemosha hein kovin osan, as the courts established the months. Kemosha bi'arnu behilchas kiddush hachodesh, as we have explained all these details in the laws concerning the sanctification of the new moon. Uba'osan hashanim monin l'chol divrei hadas. It is these years that one uses in all matters concerning the Torah, all matters concerning Judaism. Halacha Chav Beis, paragraph 22. Ein somchen al hanashim b'minyan hashanim, v'lo al hakrovim, ela al pi shnayim anashim ksherim lahayid. We do not rely on women with regard to the number of years of a person, to the age of a person, that a boy is 13 or a girl is 12. We also do not rely on relatives. On whom do we rely? On two qualified men. They are the only ones who are kosher or qualified to testify in this regard. Halacha Chav Gimel, paragraph 23. Ha'av Sha'amar, father who says, B'ni Zeb ben Teisha Shanim v'yom Echad, this son of mine is 9 years and one day. And what difference would it make if he's 9 years and one day? If he has a forbidden sexual relationship with an adult woman, the adult woman would be punished for this crime only if the boy is 9 years and one day. Otherwise, it is not considered to be an intercourse. Biti zo bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Or if the father says, this daughter of mine is 3 years and one day. Again, in a case where the male is an adult and performs an illegal intercourse with this girl, if she's not three, he would not be guilty of the crime. Over three, he is. Neman lekarbam, the father is believed insofar as the law of bringing a sacrifice for some of these crimes is concerned. Avalo lemakos, avalo leanashim, not for receiving the biblical lashes that is administered to the commission of certain crimes, and not for any other penalty, such as the death penalty. When the Rambam said lashes, he also referred to the rabbinical lashes that are given for certain crimes. They could not be given based on the testimony of the father. B'ni zeh ben yudgimul shana v'yom echad, if the father says, my son is 13 and one day, biti zo bas yudbei shana v'yom echad, this daughter of mine is 12 and one day, neman l'nedarim, the father is believed with regard to the laws of vows that these children make, v'la'arachin, with regard to vows of valuation, v'la'charamin, vows of prohibition, ulahegdeshos, vows of consecration. These are all different types of vows where one has to give a certain amount of money to the temple for some holy purpose. And if the father says that the child is this in this age, where his vow is considered to be reliable, the father is believed. Avalola makos, valola anushim. However, the father is not believed for the purpose of lashes or for any other penalties. Chav Dalid, paragraph 24. Mishi eshlo eiver zachrus ve'eiver nakfus, hu hanikra androgynous. One who has both male and female genital organs is called an androgynous, a hermaphrodite. And what is the law concerning an androgynous? V'hu safek im zachar, safek im nikeva. It's doubtful whether he's considered male or female. V'ein lo simen sheyevadabo im hu zachar vadai, im hi nikeva vadais la'olam. He never develops any sign that would determine with certainty that he is either a male or a female. Halacha Chaf Hei, paragraph 25. V'chol mi she'ein lo lo zachrus v'lo nakfus, ela atum, hu hanikra tumtum, v'gam hu safek. One who has neither male nor female genital organs, and the pertinent area of the body is covered over, and therefore we don't know whether it's male or female, that person is called a tumtum, and his status is likewise in doubt. V'im nikra hatumtum v'nimtza zachar, harihu kezachar vaday. If the covering is subsequently torn open, and he is found to be a male, he is then regarded as a definite male. V'im nimtza nekeva, harihu nekeva. And if it's determined after they tear open the cover that she is a female, then she is considered to be a female. Now, v'tumtum yandroganis, shehoyu ben shtei master shana v'yom echad, harihem becheskos gdolim. When a tumtum, the one who we don't know whether they're male or female, or the androgynous, the one who possesses both signs, when they reach the age of 12 years and one day, they are presumed to be adults, v'heim shenidbar behem b'chol makom, and it is as such that they are generally referred to. Halacha chavav, cheresh v'chereshes hamurim b'chol makom, heim ha'ilmim she'ein shomim v'lo medabrim. Wherever male or female deaf mutes are mentioned, they represent such people who can neither hear nor speak. Avamisha medaber ve'ena shemeya, one who could speak but cannot hear, o shemeya ve'ena medaber, who could hear but cannot speak, harihu kechol adam, is regarded like every other healthy person. Ve'ish ve'isha shehim shleimim bedaitam, a man or a woman who are perfectly normal, ve'enam lo chershim, they are not considered deaf mutes, v'lo shotim, neither are they imbeciles, nikroin pikeach u pikachas, the term to describe them is pikeach, a male who is smart, who is intelligent and healthy, upikachas, and a female who is normal and intelligent. Halacha Chav Zayin, the final paragraph, paragraph 27, which is a summary of the former two chapters. Nimtzu, kol ha-shemos shebiarnu inyanan, b'shnei prakim elu, esrim shemos. Thus, all the terms whose meaning we have explained in these two chapters are 20 in number, v'elohein, and these are the 20. Kiddushin, consecration or betrothal. Erva, illicit relationship. Shnia, the secondary relationship. Isurei lavin, persons forbidden by a negative commandment. Isurei asei, persons forbidden by virtue of an inference from a positive commandment. Katana, a minor girl. Naira, a maiden. Bogeris, a mature girl. Ilanus, a barren woman. Gadola, a mature adult. Simen hatachten, the lower signs. Simen haelyon, the upper signs. Katan, a male child, a minor. Sris Chama, a congenital eunuch. Sris Adam, a eunuch who was caused by a man-made action. Gadol, a male adult. Androgynous, a hermaphrodite. Tumtum, one who was doubtful whether he is male or female. Chershim, deaf mutes. Pikchim, normal people. And Sim Kol HaShemes HaElu Lumas HaTamid. Keep these terms constantly before you. V'al Yeluzu Me'enecha Kol Inyanehem. And let not their meanings out of your sight. So that we will have no need to explain each of these terms every time we mention it. And with that, the Rambam concludes the second chapter of Hilchos Ishus, the Laws of Women, with a reminder that we should pay attention to all of these terms because they will come up in the future study of the laws of Hilchos Ishus, the Laws of Women.